It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
All our second date updates, you can listen to them anytime you want. Share them with a friend, a coworker. Go to 1029thewolf.com, click on podcast, the Thunder and PT repeat. Sophie, good morning. Are you ready for second date update?
I am. Good morning. Thank you so much for picking me.
Now, let's get right into it. How long has it been since you've heard from Jim?
It's been way too long. It's been like 4 to 5 weeks.
And that is a long time. Did he ever respond to any of your texts or messages?
Yeah, initially he was texting me back, but I haven't heard from him since probably like 3 weeks ago.
And I'm guessing you were, I don't know if you were fishing for it, but was there any talk about a next date?
Yeah, there was. We agreed to meet up again, but it didn't ever happen.
So to backtrack a little bit, what did you guys do in your first date?
We went out for lunch. We both work at MOA, so we just decided to meet up on our lunch break.
Okay, and how was your lunch date?
I thought it was a really nice time. He seemed to be really down to earth, and it was definitely promising.
Okay, so why do you think, Sophie, he's not getting back to you? Because it sounds like everything should be kind of off and running at this point.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't know, but my best guess is that maybe I texted him too much. He wouldn't respond for kind of long periods of time, and then he would get back to me, but I think maybe he got annoyed that I was texting while he was at work.
Okay, we're going to try to call him, see if he'll come on the show with us, and we'll try to get some of these answers for you, Sophie, if you can hang on here on Second Date Update, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
You bet.
Hello.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah.
Jim, good morning. It's Thunder and PT. We co-host the morning show here at 102.9 The Wolf. We're on the air right now, and I need to tell you that. You're on the radio. We're wondering if you would have a moment to talk to us about Sophie. We do this segment called Second Date Update. You met on Match.com.
Do you remember her?
Oh, yeah. I remember her. Did she tell you to call me?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she did. She's wondering why you haven't gotten back in touch with her.
Well, pretty simple. I liked her. I thought she was nice, good looking, but she was just trying to sell me on this timeshare thing the whole time we were on the date. So it was bizarre.
Okay, you cut out
timeshare thing.
Yeah, you cut out there. She was trying to sell you on a timeshare.
Yeah, a timeshare. So I thought we were on a date, but apparently I was on a sales call. So it was weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, she didn't
literally over lunch she was doing this?
Yeah, it sucks because, like I said, she's real nice, really good looking. But, I mean, no matter what we talked about, it all went back to timeshare.
So
No.
So do you think she had any interest in you besides selling you a timeshare?
I mean, no, I don't really. I mean, she reached out to me a few times, but I thought, maybe we'll go out on another date. But she kept suggesting, like, hey, why don't you get a few of your friends together, and we can all meet and just kind of hang out, and I can tell them about the timeshare. I'm thinking, don't drag my friends into this.
Right.
Wow. I'm sorry you feel that way. Jim, I was only sharing with you because it's a great opportunity. It can change your life.
Yeah, you told me this a few different times repeatedly, but I'm not interested. I don't need a timeshare. I'm fine. I was interested in you, actually, and getting to know you a little bit, but I don't want to get involved in a business with you.
This business is the best opportunity out there right now. You can't turn away from it. I'm so sure that it will change your life, even if you don't think it will. I just want you to really consider it, and you can make all your money back after just gathering a few of your friends, one meet and greet, and it'll transform the way you're living right now.
But we met on Match, so I figured we were going on a date, you know? So I don't know. Are you dating the person who brought you in? And I'm supposed to date someone new? I mean, I don't know. This is a new scheme on me, but it's just weird.
No.
You gotta stop.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like a pyramid scheme, Sophie.
Right?
No, it's not like that. I like you, but I need 100% buy-in from you, like financially and emotionally. I need you completely invested.
Wait.
Someone that doesn't believe in my product.
Okay, so I see where we're getting to the bottom of this now. So, Sophie, you like Jim, but for him to be completely invested in you emotionally, he has to be invested in you financially.
And with your product, timeshare.
Yeah, if you don't believe in my product, you don't believe in me.
Okay, okay. Come on. That is a little
mess. Like blackmail of sorts.
Where,
like,
where are these timeshares?
They're all over the world.
And so what's in it for Jim if he invests in your timeshares or his friends? Like, what's the payback or incentive?
They have opportunity to travel, and they're able to go to places that they wouldn't be able to afford typically.
Yeah. And then you get any money back?
Yes. Okay. After a bit of investment.
Okay. All right. Well,
it sounds like a pyramid scheme. I don't know, man.
Okay. So here's the thing, Sophie. Our job is to see if we can get Jim to go out on a second date with you. And so, Jim, that's what we're here for. Do you want to go out on another date with Sophie?
I'll tell you what. I'd be willing to do it if you guys are willing to come with me. And if you both bring about $1,000.
Jim, I appreciate it.
We'll get back to you.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf. Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on the Wolf.